Shalom Aleichem, and a good Erev Shabbos. Mishnah Yomi is continuing in Pesachim, first chapter at Mishnah Hey, the Ode on Rabbi Yehuda. And also, Rabbi Yehuda added. Now remember, yesterday's Limud, Rabbi Yehuda said that on Erev Pesach, we can eat chametz, leavened products, through the fourth hour. V'tolin, we suspend our eating during the fifth hour, meaning we don't have to burn it yet, and it's still mutter behana, we're going to see you can still feed it to the animals, just not to people. V'sorfin b'tchilat sheish, we burn it at the beginning of the sixth hour. That was Rabbi Yehuda's opinion in yesterday's Mishnah. And Rabbi Yehuda adds to this and adds sort of a proof of his opinion. So he says, shtei halot shel toda. There were two loaves from a carbon toda, psulot, that were pasul. They could no longer be eaten, umunachot, and they were left al goga itzdeba, on a roof that was over the benches on the Temple Mount. They were up there on the roof for everyone to see. So why did they put loaves from a toda on the roof? Kolzman shemunachot, as long as they were resting there, both of them, kola am ochlin. That's how we knew it was time to eat still. But then when they checked the sundial, it was already after the fifth hour, after the fourth hour, nitla achat, then they would take one down. There's only one left, tolin. So you know that it's suspended. We're suspended from eating chametz. Lo ochlin v'lo sorfin. We can't eat it. We don't have to burn it yet. Nitlu shtehin. When they took both of them down, hitchilu kalam sorfin. And everyone would burn their chametz. So this minhag, this practice that they would do with the two challah loaves, the two leavened loaves from a toda in the Beis HaMikdash, that was a proof to Rabbi Yehuda of his shita that there was this hour that we suspend, that we don't burn yet, but we can't eat it anymore. So where'd they get these pasul carbon toda loaves? Now, a korban toda is a Thanksgiving offering, and there's an animal component, and then there are 40 loaves from four different recipes. Now, 30 of those are not chametz, but 10 of them are chametz. And what happens is we don't bring a korban toda Erev Pesach because we don't want to put kodshim, these sacred loaves, into a situation where they will become inedible. Because at this half the day, Erev Pesach, you can no longer eat them, so people aren't going to have time to eat them. So what would happen is people going to Yerushalayim who wanted to bring a korban toda, a Thanksgiving offering, for having survived something, coming back from an illness or a trip or a situation of danger, they would come a day early. So we should be zoche, God willing, to come to Yerushalayim a day early and bring our korbanot toda a day early before Pesach, to bring it on the 13th. And of course, there were a lot of pilgrims bringing a lot of toda offerings, and 10% of the loaves go to the kohanim, to the priests. And if there were a whole lot of pilgrims, they had a whole lot of loaves left over, including these chametz loaves that could not be eaten the next day. So since they were pasul, they were already beyond the time, the one day we have to consume the korban toda, then they would use them as a siman since they were extra. Now, I've seen in the Mefarshim, one of the reasons we only have one day, that same day you bring the korban toda to eat all of these loaves, 40 loaves, really 36, because you gave four to the kohanim, is so you share it. There's no one who's going to eat 36 loaves of bread in one day, so you share it with all of your friends. And we actually have a minhag today when people make a sudas hodah, a banquet of Thanksgiving, a similar situation. They invite all their friends, family, to give thanks to Hashem for protecting them or saving them or whatever it is that happens. Thank God. Now the Mishnah continues here. Rabban Gamliel, Omer, Rabban Gamliel adds here to Rabbi Yehuda, Chulin necholin kol arba. Chulin is regular, unsanctified, non-sacred food that we eat through the fourth hour. Truma kol hamesh. And truma is a tithe that was eaten by the kohanim, could be eaten even in the fifth hour. V'sorfin b'tchilat sheish, and you have to burn it also at the beginning of the sixth hour. Now, the reason he gives an extra hour for eating truma is we don't want to waste truma if we don't absolutely have to. Now, we're on to Mishnah Vav. Now, Mishnah Vav is a bit of an introduction into the laws of ritual purity and impurity, tuma and tahara. And really, Mishnah Vav is an introduction to Mishnah Zion, which talks about burning truma, which is tithed produce, which had a degree of sanctity that had become impure on Erev Pesach. But to get to Mishnah Zion, we've got to go through Mishnah Vav to really understand what's going on. So let's jump in. Rabbi Chanina Sekana Kohanim Omer. So Rabbi Chanina, the deputy of the Kohanim, he said, Mimemehem shel Kohanim. All the days of the priests, lo nimna'u melisrev et abasar shenitma bevlad atuma. They never withheld themselves from burning meat that was contaminated, became tameya, from a vlad hatuma, a secondary source of contamination. Im habasa shnitma ba'avatuma, along with meat from sacrifices that was contaminated by a Ava Tuma, a father of Tuma, a higher level of contamination. Afo pi shemosifin Tuma al Tumato. Even though in the case of the Vlad HaTuma, meat that was contaminated by a secondary degree of contamination, if you're burning it together in the same pile with meat that was contaminated by a first degree, you're now contaminating it even more. In the Hebrew jargon, the first meat, the Vlad HaTuma, Vlad is a Sheni. Sheni is a second level Tuma. They're different madrigot, they're different numbers of Tuma. So if meat touched a Sheni, it becomes a Shlishi, one level down. But the other meat touched an Av HaTuma. Av is a source of Tuma. It contaminates as a Rishon, as a first level Tuma. So now when the meat that's a Shlishi from the Vlad is touching the meat that's a Rishon from the Av, then that Shlishi becomes a Sheni. Whenever something touches something contaminated, Tameh, it gets contamination one level down. Now the Mishnah continues, Hosif Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva added on to this statement, Mimimehem shel Kohanim, for all the days of the Kohanim in the temple, lo nimletu, they didn't hold themselves back, melahadlik et hashemen, to burn up oil, shenifsal b'tful yom, that was unusable because it touched a tful yom, someone who had been a Sheni of Tuma, and then had gone to the mikvah already, but did not yet have the day end, which would cause him to be fully pure again, b'ner shenitma b'tzmeimet. In a lamp, a ner can mean candle, but here it means a lamp. Shenitma b'tzmeimet means it was contaminated by someone who was tamei from a mate, from a dead body, which is an avatuma, the highest level of contamination. Afalp, even though shemosifin tuma al tumato, that they're adding tuma on this oil, which was a lower level of tuma. So what's going on here is a tful yom, who has a minimal level of ritual contamination, touched this oil, and this oil is called pusel. Now pusel means it can't be used because it has a certain degree of impurity, but it's not impure enough. It's not bad enough to render other items it touches impure. However, since this oil is truma oil, truma that's tmeya, truma that can't be used, also the impurity that it has to be burned. It can't be used or smeared or eaten, has to be burnt up. But they would even burn it in a vessel, like a metal lamp, that was contaminated by touching someone who had touched a corpse, which is an avatuma, which is the worst possible tuma. So that lamp, again, is a rishon, is a first-level tuma, and it will make this oil poured into it a sheni latuma, which is much worse than just being pusel. But even so, they were not concerned about adding tuma onto an item that was already impure. Yashar kohachem and Shabbat Shalom. Good Shabbos.